Welcome to the Fearless Women Podcast. We're inspiring conversations for the unafraid. I'm Janice McDonald, founder of the Beacon Agency, author, and global champion for women. Why am I making this show? Because I want to share the inspiring stories of women leaders in business, arts and culture, politics, and more with all of you. Hear how they've chosen to go forward and be bold and make the world a better place, even when it wasn't easy to do. Subscribe now wherever you find podcasts. Hey, everybody, it's Janice McDonald. Welcome to the Fearless Women Podcast. I've got a super exciting special edition today, and this is in celebration of my new book that is now available called Fearless, Girls with Dreams, Women with Vision. These are inspiring stories from Canada and beyond. And what I'd like to do today is share a couple of the inspiring stories with you, give you a sneak peek into this amazing book. It is filled with over 80 women's stories, true stories. They're celebrating the fearless girl within all of us. And it's really fun when you look at how it's been grouped. How I approach this is a different sort of a section or chapter for each of the different stories around a theme. So we open with dare, then there's connect, grow, shine, venture, persist, bloom, lead, serve, and finally dream. It's a really exciting day and time to have this beautiful book out on the shelves. You can find it at Costco right across the country, in Canada, in the US at Barnes and Noble, of course at Amazon. You can find it in Canada Chapters at any of your favorite bookstores, of course, the independents, even Target has it. This book is everywhere. And so I want to share some of the insights, some of the stories, and some of the magic of why Fearless is having such a big impact. So the idea of dare, this is the first chapter in the Fearless book. I've kind of grouped it under this idea of moving toward courage. And I start with the idea of a Sufi poet, Rumi, who I happen to really love. And I love this line in particular. Move within, but don't move the way fear makes you move. It's beautiful to me. And it's all around this idea of fear can really, it can be so powerful and it can actually paralyze you when it's left to run kind of wild in your mind. It has this idea of making you think you can't do something, you shouldn't do it and don't do it. And of course, it grows in strength every single day that you don't test it or question it. In 1991, when I started my first business, at the same time, I was finishing my first master's degree. And it's funny now when I look back, I think, how did I think that was a manageable combination of activities? But somehow I did. And I think about my partner and I. We had no startup community to turn to. There wasn't that kind of support that's available now. And I'm so grateful that there is so much support available for entrepreneurs now. When I look back, I see that fearless younger woman who seemed to have so little difficulty being bold and pushing herself and her team to take on the music industry and to innovate in big and small ways. And it worked. Today, of course, I'm still bold. But somehow it's more nuanced. The complications of life and business, I understand those better now, but they make me thirsty for boldness, and sometimes it can feel in short supply. What I'm excited about when I think about the Fearless book are the many different women's stories that are profiled in their own words. They are, as Rumi states, moving despite the fear, and they move towards courage. So do you remember that we had Sangeeta Patel on the show? She was so inspiring. As a reminder, she's currently the host of HGTV's Home to Win. She's an on-air personality with Entertainment Tonight Canada. She has a major passion for fitness, food, usually she says healthy, and having those real conversations. She, of course, also is happily married and the proud mother of Ava and Shyla, and they definitely keep her on her toes, and she says that they are the best gifts in her life. So let me tell you about her story. It's very inspiring. In her own words, from Sangeeta, I was born on January 2nd, 1979, as the third child in the family. My parents had come to Canada not long before. My dad had left my mom in India while she was pregnant with my brother to start a better life for his family in North America. I can't even imagine the struggles they went through to make a life in their new country, leaving behind everything they knew in India. I saw firsthand what they had to go through to survive, and watching them taught me the value of hard work, what parents would do for their kids. I've had the privilege of being raised in a country where I knew I had opportunities. That kid in the photo with ribbons in her hair has always been ambitious. It's an absolutely adorable picture, by the way, and she's on page 20. You're going to have to check it out. She was always trying something new, never letting her skin color, her culture, or her beliefs get in the way. She was full of energy, happy, and never, ever gave up. I always ask one question, why not? And that question has led me along so many different paths, from being an electrical engineer to now appearing on television covering entertainment and hosting an HGTV show. I'm 40 now and truly blessed with incredible kids, a husband, my family, a career I love, and a passion for life. That little girl with the ribbons is still me. Live life to the fullest. Isn't that inspiring? I love to hear Sangeeta's story. And it's so important to remember that journey of, you know, how different it is when your parents come from a different country. And as she mentioned, being born in 1979, understanding firsthand what her parents had to go through to survive, and also the value of hard work. Do you remember in season one, we had Anna Lambert? She's the director of talent acquisition at Shopify on the podcast. She is so inspiring. She's part of the DARE chapter in the Fearless book. She leads a team of more than 100 people across 7 locations globally for Shopify. And over the past 7 years, she's actually contributed significantly to Shopify's growth by designing high-impact teams who serve the company's total global merchant base. She was named one of Ottawa Business Journal's top 40 under 40 in 2018. She's pretty inspiring. This is Anna Lambert's story for Fearless in her own words. This is the 11-year-old version of me starring in the production of Annie. For many, being on stage creates rather than relieves a sense of fear. But during a particularly anxious time in my childhood, acting became my outlet. It sounds counterintuitive, but I found a place of comfort on the stage, performing for others. Acting in a lead role was my first real foray into being center stage. It was a way for me to try on being confident and smart by being someone else. This photo reminds me of how confident I felt on stage, being Annie. I stopped acting after high school and jumped headfirst into university. I landed my first real job at a 40-person startup in Ottawa called Shopify. Over the next 7 years, I would go on to learn and stretch myself more than I could ever imagine. I started out as an intern and worked my way up to become the director of a global talent acquisition team in a very short period of time. My team and I have helped the company grow from 150 people to well over 4,000 amazing employees. In my role, I often find myself speaking publicly at conferences and events, but now I'm not pretending to be someone else. In March 2019, I did a TEDx talk. It took a lot of effort to prepare, but once I landed on stage, I felt a sense of calm and presence. I was blown away. People were there to hear what I had to say. This second photo reminds me of how confident I now feel on stage being Anna. Ah, weren't those two gorgeous stories? We're hearing from childhood dreamers who become fearless women. These are their stories in their own words, stories of their passion, of their leadership, and their success. I'm talking about the Fearless book. And here we are with notable, extraordinary, unafraid women from Canada and around the world. I've asked them to look back at the moments in their youth that set them on their path to leadership. Fearless, girls with dreams, women with vision. This is a powerful and necessary celebration of women taking risks, facing down fears, and blazing a trail. Thank you so much for supporting the Fearless book. and also for listening to the Fearless Women Podcast. I'm Janice McDonald. Stay fearless. Thanks for listening. We want our community to grow. Tell your friends, follow us on Instagram, and sign up for our newsletter at fearlesswomenpodcast.com to get the early scoop. Thanks again to our amazing sponsors, BDC, Lockheed Martin, and Export Development Canada. Subscribe in Apple Podcasts or in your favorite app. And if you like what you hear, give us a 5-star rating. I'm Janice McDonald. Stay fearless. Thank you to Export Development Canada, the international risk experts, for your support of the Fearless Women Podcast. Supporting Canadian companies of all sizes succeed on the world stage, EDC takes your worries away and helps you grow your business with confidence. When your business has no borders, neither does your potential. Find out more at edc.ca/womenintrade. Thank you to BDC, the bank devoted exclusively to entrepreneurs, for your support of the Fearless Women Podcast. We love smart companies that want to amplify women's voices. For more information, go to bdc.ca/women.